It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already August 17th and 18th. Already the month of August is halfway through. For my running friends, tonight, the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie at Londonderry. So if you're listening to this on Saturday morning at 9:05, you can still go down to Londonderry Saturday evening around 5:30 and get yourself signed up and do the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie Road Race, which is part of the Millennium Running Series. And that points chase is sponsored by Northeast Delta Dental. Also want to put out a big running shout out to all my running friends that ran in both the Frank Donovan Road Race and a couple weeks ago in Pittsfield, and Frank was the gentleman at Northeast Delta Dental that really got me involved with community outreach and getting involved with the road racing scene. And his daughter, Libby, who was an intern at Northeast Delta Dental, now is the race director along with her husband, Keith. So they did a great job. And then there was the Epson 4-miler last weekend, another race that we sponsor. It was fun because it was kind of quintessential New Hampshire. There was only about, 60 runners, and my lovely wife Ellen actually was the first woman finisher, so she was pretty happy with that. So, believe it or not, Dr. Joe Arante, while we do a lot of road racing, we actually are a dental insurance company. So, with me this weekend is Dr. Joe Arante, and Joe was formerly the CEO of Previsor, which is the software company that powers our health or wellness or how program. And as we get further along in the program, I'll ask Joe to explain that. And currently, Joe is the Vice President of Provider Network Strategies and Clinical Strategies, sometimes known as Professional Relations. And I say currently, I'm hoping that this is at least another 10 years until either you or I drop, Joe. So anyway, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Thanks.
On the 17th and 18th. Of course, Joe is a Concord resident, and we're fortunate to have Joe with us because Joe was had a teaching position at Columbia University and has run the dental program at Blue Cross Blue Shield of Massachusetts and has a plethora of experience that everybody in New Hampshire can use. So with that kind of as a backdrop, why don't you give us some additional details on your background, and then we'll get right into some of the trends in dentistry.
Great. Thanks, Tom. So I am a dentist and practiced for about 20 years out in out west in the western states, and moved to Boston area about 20 years ago because I spent about half my career in the insurance industry and half of it on the delivery system side, the providers of care. And so I was part of an executive at a company that was headquartered in Wakefield, Mass., which is what brought me up to the Northeast. And as you've said, I've spent time in academia as well as the Dean for Clinical Affairs at Columbia University before I moved up here to be a CEO of Provisor, but also to be near a grandson, our only grandson, that was born here in Concord, New Hampshire.
Awesome. And I like to think that what attracted you to Concord, New Hampshire was the culture of Northeast Delta Dental and the intrigue of revolutionizing dental benefits through the Provisor program, but the biggest thank is to your daughter for having your grandson, right? Let's be honest, Joe.
Yeah, and there's another one on the way too.
So. Perfect. So congratulations. And having two little granddaughters myself, I know how positive that is. So we have both mentioned Previsor and both have mentioned health or wellness or the How program, and my loyal listening audience have heard me talk about how many times we've had our registered dental hygienist on talking about how we've had other dentist colleagues who work for Joe and I talk about how. But why don't you take as much time as you need to explain what Provisor is, the software company, et cetera, and then how we use that to power the Health Rural Wellness Program.
Well, Provisor is a software company that has a platform and a technology that's pretty revolutionary in dentistry. And it's, as you mentioned, powers the HOW program in that the risk assessment tools that are part of Provisor's toolkit are used to develop personalized personalized benefits for four members of Northeast Delta Dental. And it's revolutionary because in the past, most of the time, benefits were just the same, one size fits all for everybody, whereas our needs are quite different based on our health, based on risk factors, and all sorts of things. And so the kind of the tagline or the main goal of Provisor is to intercept disease, so to catch it before you actually get the disease rather than waiting till you have the disease and then trying to address it. So it's pretty new approach to healthcare.
And it is revolutionary because what Joe alluded to, what Dr. Joe alluded to, is that for years, dental programs have been 100% coverage for preventative, 80% for things like fillings, and 50% for things like crowns with roughly, you know, two visits per year. So one of my goals before I go to my professional reward or my human reward was to have a more customized approach to dental plans. So with How, powered by a Provisor, if you're a Delta Dental subscriber and your score is 3, 4, or 5, you're eligible for enhanced benefits, meaning the third or fourth cleaning, you know, maybe a Delta fluoride varnish, et cetera. So, and it's all done magically, systemically. There's not a lot of paper in the dental operatory. And so the last time I went there, my score was 3. My hygienist did the risk assessment. My score was 3. Before I left the office, they scheduled me for my third cleaning in the calendar year. And before the cleaning was all said and done, that visit was all said and done, she applied the fluoride varnish, and it was great, seamless. Joe, it brought tears to my eyes. I'm serious. You have no idea, because sometimes you have these programs, but when you actually see it working in practice, it's really cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the key differentiators you kind of hit on is that it's seamless in that it's all on a digital platform. So there's no paper to send in. There's no wait to figure out whether you qualify for the benefits or not. It's pretty much near real time or instantaneous. The hygienist would submit the assessment, and within a few seconds, she gets a report back right there at the operatory that says that you either qualify or don't and what you qualify for. And if it's appropriate, they can actually provide the service that day.
And we've made a huge commitment at Northeast Delta Dental and Provisor to educate all the constituents out there. So, for example, we have 3 registered dental hygienists, which I reference, and they've actually been on my show a number of times. And so we'll visit dental offices to make sure they understand what Provisor is all about and so they use the program. And similarly, we also educate our group customers, those are the employers that have our coverage, that they have this beautiful benefit for their employees. And then lastly, we educate the actual employees of the employer when we go to these things called benefit fairs, when they're signing up for their next year's medical and dental insurance, we remind them that they have this great benefit. So it's really been a combination of push and pull, and it's been a lot of effort. We've made a total commitment to it. The 3 RDHs, again, who I've had on the program before, Krista, Leanne, and Stacy. I hardly ever see them, Joe, right? Because they're always on
Correct.
The road,
yeah,
you know, doing out. Lunch and learns, which is where I want them to be. And then we also, occasionally an employer will say, well, my employees don't seem to know about the program. And so they'll then do, they'll attend the benefit fair. So that's the commitment, you know, that Northeast Delta Dental has made, because that is the last frontier, is to get people to understand, you know, that the mouth is part of the body. And after commercial break, we'll get into one statistic that people I know are flabbergasted when I say it, but that even when the employer pays most, if not all, of the dental premium for their employees, we still have situations where 20 to 40% of those employees of the employer don't go to the dentist. So if you start with that premise that people aren't giving the oral health the priority that it should have, then within that, if you're then talking about the nuance of the How program, it's obviously to get everybody to understand what How is all about is important. And that's, again, one of the values of this radio program. So after the commercial break, I really want to talk about dentistry as a profession and trends. But just to kind of level set the audience, why don't you explain how this 2 cleanings a year sort of became a de facto, you know, benchmark and whether it's apocryphal or not. Why don't you explain that, and then we'll take it from there?
Sure. Well, back in the 50s or 60s, there was a toothpaste commercial, and there's a little bit of legend around whether it was one of the famous ones that still exist today or another one called Epana. But essentially, they had a commercial on television that said, you know, use this toothpaste and it'll help keep your mouth, your teeth healthier, and see the dentist twice a year. And that's where the twice a year came from. It's kind of an urban legend kind of thing. There's actually very little science that indicates that twice a year is the right amount for everybody. In fact, there's quite a bit of science that demonstrates that it should actually be highly personalized. There are many people that need one cleaning a year or one cleaning every 15, 16, 18 months, and other people that need four or five cleanings a year. And so really a personalized approach is much better. And the other really important thing about the HOW program is that the two conditions that we deal with 80 or 90% of the time in dentistry are both chronic conditions that are preventable. You know, periodontal disease or gum disease and tooth decay are both preventable, and we know how to prevent them, and it just really takes going to the dentist and doing some of the home care that you need to do to help prevent those diseases.
I'm glad you mentioned the home care, because if I've heard this once, I've heard it 300 times from dentists, which is I can do everything I can when the patient is in the chair, but if they go home and they don't brush and floss, we'll be right back where we were. And getting back to this customization, so Joe is bringing a smile to my face because, you know, some of us do need to go four times a year, others can go less, but with Provisor / HOW, it's customized and it's actually based on evidence and a statistical rubric as opposed to just the commercial or print ad that said go to the dentist twice a year. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio, this weekend of August 17th and 18th, and this weekend with me is Dr. Joe Arante, Vice President at Northeast Delta Dental, great colleague, great Concord resident, part of Leadership New Hampshire, and he also attends events at the Capital Center of the Arts, so I know that Joe has engaged the community. And speaking of engaging the community, again, for my running friends, tonight, if you're listening to this on Saturday, August 17th, tonight in Londonderry, we have the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie Road Race as part of the Northeast Delta Dental Points Chase Series. And if you haven't signed up, you can go down to Londonderry around 5:30, right by the high school, and sign up and run, and I will see you there. So now, Joe, I kind of want to switch gears in terms of trends, both in dental schools and dentistry. So both you and I were alerted to the fact that for the first time in history, there have been more women enrolled in the first-year program versus men. So tell us about those trends, because when I had Dr. Bob Irvin, who works for you as a dental consultant at Northeast Delta Dental, when he went to dental school, you know, way back, you know, maybe 50 years, he literally told me at Tufts that there were literally no females in the class, and obviously that's evolved over the years. So tell us about those trends.
And I think that trend has changed over the years. I went to dental school in the 70s and graduated in 1980. And I think Dr. Urban graduated about 1970. And so he had no women in his class. I had about 10 women out of 120. But then just 4 years later, my sister's a dentist also. When she graduated, there was about 30 dentists. But still way less than half. But this past year, there were, for the first time in history, more first-year female dental students than males. And we've had more females graduate in the past in a given year than males, but that was probably due to more males flunking out or departing dental school for one reason or another in the past. But this is the first year that the actual entrance into dental school has females have eclipsed the number of males, which is a trend that's kind of international in a lot of ways. In many, many, many countries around the world, most of the dentists in those countries are female, which is terrific because they're terrific dentists and they have a great combination of didactic knowledge, you know, the clinical knowledge, but also very artistic and very soft touch, and they're very good dentists typically.
That's Awesome explanation there. And I think the other trend that we've seen, as I've explained on this program before, several years ago, Northeast Delta Dental made the lead donation to start the first, and at this point only, dental school in northern New England at the University of New England in Portland. And part of the commitment that the University of New England made to us by the lead donation is that they would attempt to encourage their graduates to practice in areas of New Hampshire, like the North Country, in areas of Maine, like Augusta, in areas like Vermont, like the Kingdom, where there weren't enough dentists. And we've seen, based on the now these students are graduating, and it's great. Again, another tears in my eyes story, Joe, because I signed, as you know, I signed the participating agreements, and I see these young dentists practicing in areas of the underserved population. So it seems that there are some of the newer dental schools, you know, the University of New England still, I think that when they're letting the students in after, you know, they obviously have to be qualified, but I'm assuming during the interview process to kind of get an assessment as to whether they would be the type of person that might settle in some of these underserved areas.
Well, they studies have shown over and over that if you accept students from certain types of environments, they tend to go back to those kinds of environments. And I think UNE has done a great job of finding applicants that were highly qualified, that were coming from smaller, more rural type places, particularly in our three states up here, northern New England. And of course, when those people graduate, they have a tendency to go back. And so it's been a real success story.
Yeah, it's been great to see. We also do a scholarship program for Tufts Dental School. We've mentioned Tufts a couple times, and it's been great to see the students that have received the Northeast Delta Dental Scholarship. Those students from Tufts are also, you know, settling in the areas, you know, where there's a greater need. So it's really cool. But the other sort of trend is debt. If you graduate from Tufts, what you're coming out probably, unless you're more fortunate to have a father or mother or uncle that was your benefactor, you're probably coming out with a couple $100,000 worth of debt. Correct?
Right, just for dental school, typically. I think the average, if you go to a private school right now, is something like $350,000 for all your educational debt out of dental school. So that usually includes some college and dental school. And if you go to a state school, it's about $250,000. So it's a very, very big commitment.
And even at UNE, which has made the tuition a little bit more affordable, you're still coming out with that six figure in debt. And that's why the scholarship programs, the loan repayment programs that we also do, where if the student stays, the dentist stays in Maine or New Hampshire and Vermont, you know, we'll repay the loan. It's kind of precipitated a little bit of a trend now that has been around the country a long time, but now in northern New Hampshire, where with $200,000 to $300,000 in debt, you're not maybe buying the dental practice that you may have, and you're going to work for a dental service operation or, you know, a group practice. So we're starting to see that trend as well here, and what we call Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Switzerland. If you're a dentist, it's a great profession to be a dentist. It really is, and it's still to this day one of the top three professions most admired. So it's great. It's even more so in Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, where Northeast Delta Dental has a fair reimbursement schedule for our dentists. And for many years, it was pretty, I'm not using this term pejoratively, but it was pretty much a cottage industry, you know, people single or sole proprietorship. But now, even up here, we're seeing more group practices, correct?
Yeah, there's a number of macro trends driving that, though. I mean, even the students that graduate today have different desires for their future, and they usually value work-life, home-life balance much greater than past generations. And there's a whole number of reasons, and the economic one is a really big one, why they go into practice in large group practices or group situations, because they can start making an income pretty quickly versus starting a practice or buying a practice where there's quite a bit more risk and much more debt involved.
Right, and getting more debt, because if you already have $200,000 to $300,000 worth of debt, you don't want to add another $100,000 or $200,000 or $300,000. you know, I'm not, again, not using this negatively at all, but the trend towards less drilling and filling and more intercepting disease and new strategies to intercept tooth decay and gum disease. Tell us about that, Dr. Joe.
Well, since we, you know, have identified in the last few decades that these are preventable chronic conditions and they're often bacterial in nature, so there's a germ that's involved. And while we haven't developed vaccines yet, although I think people are working on them, there are strategies to help prevent the destruction. So if you think about it this way, that when we do a restoration, a filling, a crown, it's usually to repair or replace some tooth structure that's been destroyed by the disease. It's actually not curing the disease. It's repairing or replacing structure that was lost to the disease. And so one of the strategies that people are now starting to deploy is to actually try to intercept or prevent the disease before it can do any damage. But if it has done damage, you still need to do some restoration. But in addition to that, you would want to try to prevent what's happening from happening again. And there are some simple strategies. Fluoride is one of them in your toothpaste. Oral hygiene or your home care is a really important piece. And then some professional care as well. With the right frequency, you know, based on your risk for the disease is appropriate. Because you'll see people that don't do a very good job of home care and have very little disease. And they just have some other resistant factors in their DNA or in their saliva and things like that. And then there's some of us that are very susceptible to the disease, and we have to work a little harder to prevent it.
So there's that genetic component. And on these new strategies to intercept tooth decay and gum disease, I'm assuming dental schools, not completely so, but to some extent, some of their curriculum is maybe evolving in that direction as well?
Well, I think that the students get exposed to it a little bit, at least in my experience at a few dental schools, but they still have an awful lot to teach the students relative to how to do procedures so that they can do them safely for the patient. And they've got really a couple of years or so in the clinic before they graduate. And so they really jam-pack that time with learning how to do procedures and not so much the preventive strategies, except they get exposed to the preventive strategy, but they don't get a lot of experience doing them.
Let's do a quick lightning round. Manual toothbrush or electric toothbrush?
Whatever gets you to brush a couple of times a day for at least 2 or 3 minutes.
Perfect. Floss stick or floss where you have to use the string?
Kind of the same answer. It's whatever gets you to use it, because it's really important to interrupt the bacteria that are forming plaque on your teeth. They take about 24 hours to colonize on your teeth. And so if you disrupt them a couple of times a day, that's kind of ideal. That's where the couple of times a day, that's why doing it once every 3 days doesn't really help you that much.
I love when I go into the men's room and I see employees that we have floss in there, sanitary floss, and I see people doing that's great. And lastly, real quick, I go into a drugstore or supermarket and I see dozens of different types of toothbrush. So what should I be, toothpaste, excuse me, what should I be looking for?
Well, there's now, it used to be just a couple of types of toothpaste. Now, like you say, there's shelves of toothpaste and they come in different formulations to address different issues. If you build up a lot of tartar on your teeth, there are tartar formula toothpaste that help prevent that. They interact chemically with your saliva to help prevent it. The main thing is to look for fluoride, so that you can help prevent getting tooth decay. It hardens and remineralizes your teeth and makes them harder to have any destruction happen to them. So fluoride's the key.
Perfect. Look for fluoride on the ingredients. Dr. Joe, thank you for joining me this weekend.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much, Tom.
And next weekend, we're going to have one of your colleagues, Dr. Donald Cox.